This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. For fiscal year 2021, the USDA projects net farm income to increase $18.5 billion from 2020, or 19.5%, to $113 billion. American Farm Bureau Federation senior economist Veronica Nye says the forecast puts net farm income at the highest level since 2013.
We had a low of $62 billion back in 2016, so reaching $113 billion in 2021 is certainly an impressive turnaround for the sector. 68% of that increase in receipts is due to a price impact, which means about 30% of that increase is due to increases in the quantity sold.
Nye says it's largely attributed to increased commodity prices.
On the crop side, obviously a significant increase in receipts from corn, soybeans, and wheat, which are forecast to increase by $38 billion. But it's not all good news on the crop side. Unfortunately, for specialty crop growers, vegetable and melon and fruit and nut cash receipts are projected down by over $4 billion. On the animal products, we're looking at an increase of $26 billion. On the dairy side, basically no change, which is the third year in a row, unfortunately, for our dairy sector that we haven't seen an increase.
Nye says USDA projects total farm expenses up 7% from last year, roughly $26 billion.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.